At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Our final hour of the week as we head to Thanksgiving. You guys got all your couscous planned and everything's all good?
Everything is ready. Heading to San Antonio for this year.
Yeah.
We rotate houses, my uncles, my dad. So this year, San Antonio. I love it. Can't wait, man. Get to see all my cousins, get to see all my nephews and nieces, and get to see my uncles, my aunts. So it's good.
Yeah, get to see him, and then what?
And then tonight we will just have dinner, hang out, karaoke.
You're doing karaoke?
Games. Oh, they love karaoke. They love singing. And then tomorrow we'll probably go for like a little walk together as a family, play some sports if we, yeah.
I didn't know your people love karaoke like that.
Dude, they love it.
Yeah. Is that a...
It gets intense.
Is it just your family thing or is it a cultural thing?
No, it's a cultural thing.
It is.
Yeah. I think most cultures like to sing.
Yeah, we never did karaoke as an Italian family, no.
Well, y'all were doing other stuff.
Yeah, we do other stuff. Yeah, we don't do karaoke. You're a very musical people.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I didn't know that about you.
You did it?
No. Nope.
The Southeast
what?
Asian
Why are you
culture?
Shaking your head?
He's a curious man. I'm answering his questions. He's coming from sincerity.
Is he? Is that what he's doing?
He's learning about my culture.
Yeah.
I am extending my culture to him.
I mean, the number of you peoples that I've heard today, I don't remember the last time I've heard this many in this short amount of time.
John's going to pull up to the Thanksgiving karaoke party. What are you opening with?
Probably Fly Me to the Moon.
Okay. I was going to say either that.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Sweet Caroline's always good.
Yeah, no, I don't do
that. White people love that song.
Yeah, white people do love that song. Right.
What are you opening with, Del?
I don't care for karaoke, so I have to think, actually. I don't know. What would I sing?
Swimming Pools?
No. There's a Phil Collins song I like.
Which one? Is it?
Boom, 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 boom.
No, not the Miami song. They play before their games. It was, you can't buy me, I don't know, something about love. I can't remember what it is. My dad used to play it in the car, and it stuck with me.
Your dad was a Phil Collins guy?
Oh, yeah.
Why not? What do you mean?
Dude, Nigerians love Phil Collins.
I don't know if that's the case. I just know my dad played a song. I wouldn't say Nigerians as a whole do.
I don't know why that struck me so far.
Because he said it was so earnestly, like he knew something, and you know he didn't. He said it like he had facts. He doesn't know a damn thing.
Nigerians love Phil Collins.
It's a common note.
Everybody,
it's a common refrain. Nigerians love Phil Collins.
I have tears in my eyes right now because of him.
Oh, man, that's the hardest I laughed since Shador Sanders.
Since last segment?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh. Okay. Is ESPN going to get on him or not?
Oh.
Is McAfee going to go after him? Because is anybody going to try to rein Big Perk in?
Do you want to rein him?
No, he brings special stuff. Yeah, he does.
You want him to be his authentic self because it produces content for you. It produces clicks for you.
That is true.
This is the song, You Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins.
You Can't Hurry Love, yeah.
What about you, Raheel? What would you
say? It's actually a Diana Ross song, yeah. which is why your dad probably loved
it. Is it? Is that the reason?
Yeah.
You're just guessing. Or no, do you know?
No, I'm...
Why would the Diana Ross part of it make it more likely?
Oh, I love this song.
I heard it.
This is what the Nigerians really love?
Cover by Phil Collins?
Yeah.
Yes. You act like this isn't a well-known fact.
Yeah, but what the Nigerians love Phil Collins?
Yes. Okay. Part of the culture.
You're not part of the culture. So how would you know?
I'm reporting on the culture.
You're a Nigerian correspondent?
Yes, yeah.
For the culture.
So I would open with... I'll do a duet with my daughter.
Can I guess which song you play before you say it?
Yeah.
Can I do that?
Yeah. He's going to play the song. So
I'm going to play the song, so maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not.
Yeah. I like opening with a duet. No. It's racist.
Is it?
What is this?
You know it.
You'll know it. Oh.
Guy Ho from...
Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire.
No, it's not Wakanda Forever. It's not Black Panther.
Banger, though. This song is a banger.
This is a banger.
Banger.
So what is the actual song?
Exile by Taylor Swift featuring Bon Iver.
Love no one song. Knows what that means.
Yes, they do. Nobody knows Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
John.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Most powerful black woman since Barack.
Oh, she caught heat from black women.
I know.
From she did.
Her latest album.
Yeah.
Say they say she was going after some black woman in her songs.
Are you gonna
cryptic stuff?
Are you gonna be glued to your TV for the Taylor cam on Thursday? Chiefs,
Shador.
Cowboys.
Who the
Browns aren't playing on Thursday.
The Browns are playing Thursday?
They should.
No, they're not.
Them.
You're not gonna be able to
they
see Shador.
They should. I mean, if you wanna watch the most powerful black man in America since 2009. How are the Browns not on every national broadcast?
That
now?
Statement is so out of bounds. I feel like you have to explain who said it every time you say it. Like every time you say that, you have to tell the world it wasn't me who said it. It was Kendrick Perkins who said it.
If Big Perk says it, then it's real.
Perk convinced you that it's a true statement.
I mean, we can't name another one. Honestly,
since 2009, according to Kendrick Perkins, by the way, he said that there have been no other powerful black
men. The most powerful black man.
Well, he did not say there have been no other powerful.
By
but
proxy,
no, he's
he
the
said
most
Shador
powerful.
Shador just said he just said Shador is the most powerful since 2009.
But by proxy, that he's saying there's nobody else.
Well, I would say if Shador is the most powerful black man since 2009, then there has been no other powerful black men. That's the only way you come to that conclusion.
Yeah, that's what.
That's what I would say, but I don't know if Kendrick would think that.
Okay.
I love Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, man.
Big Perk. Way to go, Beaumont. Beaumont's own.
Thank you, Beaumont.
Thank you.
Thank you
for your service.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep. Thank you for your service, Beaumont.
Does Perk have a statue in Beaumont? Or a sign, home to Kendrick Perkins?
Big Perk.
They need it.
Home of Big Perk.
Well, there may be.
Right, it can't be his. You got to put Big Perk
Big
on
Perk,
that.
Yeah.
You got to put Big Perk.
Yep. Yep. 713-780-3776. Who is that? They have a more powerful black man than Shador?
No, they did not. Okay. That wasn't their call.
Real question?
It's Vanderbilt.
Oh, let's go.
We're talking about Vanderbilt again. Or the Ravens.
Diego Pavia.
They going to beat Tennessee, Keith?
Hey, John. Hey, Raheel. Hey, Dale. Happy Thanksgiving. Want to get your thoughts on tomorrow for Thanksgiving. I'm going to whip up a holiday ham. Mm-hmm. And you know how those ham slices are? I know Raheel may not eat pork, so you don't have to answer. But you know how the ham slices are big? Like, what if you could do the ham as like a taco shell and put the gravy, the stuffing, mashed potatoes, and like cranberry sauce in there? Like have like a like a little ham Thanksgiving taco. Is that in play tomorrow, or save that for Friday leftovers? What do you think?
No, that's in play.
Use ham as your delivery system for all the other stuff?
A meat pocket?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can't answer on this.
Oh, yeah,
it's swine.
Yeah. I can't answer.
So, John, would you consider using ham as a taco shell to deliver all the other stuff?
I mean, I think it's... Hey, listen.
It's in play.
That's it. Yeah, it's absolutely.
How would that go over at the table if everyone sees
Everybody's
you folding a... No, just you specifically. Everyone sees you folding a piece of ham and dumping all the sides into it. Would people react in a certain way?
I think my wife would say, what's wrong with you,
right?
Does she still say that, though?
Or she just acknowledges there's plenty wrong with you?
Yeah.
John being John.
I think she would say, can you stop doing that, please?
I don't know if she wants it at the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah.
All right, you holding ham like a taco.
Yeah.
Holding ham like a taco. Well, that's what he said.
Yeah.
It just sounded wrong.
A slice of ham. How about that?
How do you do your plate for Thanksgiving?
My plate's pretty simple. Whatever protein, I'm sure it'll be some type of baked chicken because we're not a turkey household. At least I'm not.
Okay.
You're not having any turkey.
If it's made, I'll do it out of, you made it, so I'll eat it. But I don't want it.
That's why you're not the most powerful black man.
Because I don't eat dry-ass turkey?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Great.
Yeah. Well, I got my turkey. Okay. Deep. I'm going to tell you how you can get.
Can I talk
turkey.
About my plate first, please?
I want to hear.
You're going to eat with your. You're going to eat ham with your hands.
No, I'll have a fork and a knife like a normal person. Okay. I'm not doing what Keith. Keith just decided. Hey, I don't have anything really to call about. Let me see if I can get this off. And now we gave it some attention. I got my protein, probably some baked chicken. The yams are going to be there.
Yeah.
The mac and cheese is going to be there. Probably greens. Probably some collard greens as well. Okay. Throw that on there. And some form of roll. I'm pretty simple. I don't care for cranberry sauce.
See, I do the opposite.
What?
I take the roll first, and I make a sandwich. I make a little Thanksgiving sandwich is the way to do it.
Yeah, I do too.
Thanksgiving sandwich is so good.
You eat a sandwich on Thanksgiving, not the day after.
Because that's good rolls.
Of course the
rolls. I found myself doing
great.
That after, right? Yeah. I'm like, wait, I like this so much. Why not just do it now?
Yeah.
Why do we...
So you turn Thanksgiving into a finger food type of event. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Turkey. Oh, man, most overrated protein of all time.
It's so good. Why don't we eat it year round?
So I'm not going to say
your bit.
I'm not going to do that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I do it all the time.
We don't eat it in that form year round.
Do you not eat turkey sandwiches?
Nope.
You never eat turkey sandwich.
As I said, overrated, just like Notre Dame. They're the Notre Dame of protein meats.
Give me that turkey with chemicals loaded in.
Nah, I don't care for slices. Meat. I don't care for it as a whole thing. If I went to Ren Fair, wouldn't do it then either.
Turkey legs are overrated. I will give you that.
Oh, no.
I don't like a turkey leg.
I like a turkey leg. They're greasy and they're good. You really need to wash up.
There's been one turkey restaurant ever, Boston Market.
Turkey leg hut.
And they were featuring chicken too.
What about turkey leg hut? The chicken
and awesome. How did that work out for everybody?
Oh, great.
Did it?
The turkey leg hut saga? Phenomenal.
Yeah, all they did was stuff it with everything else to make people eat it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a flamethrower involved. They were trying to burn down a bar, allegedly.
Oh, it's fun.
All because they picked
Murder
the wrong
for
meat.
Hire.
Yeah. All right.
It was
920 ESPN 97.5.
Pork butt hut, we'd have different issues.
I got to see if Yanni's there. If Yanni is there, we're going to give away a turkey. Yeah.
So he may not even be there?
Yeah, somebody's just going to roll up.
There, otherwise, not giving it away.
Somebody's going to, La Raza's going to run in yelling, transgender!
Well, not run.
Oh, walk.
Yeah.
Walk. Waddle.
Well, that's aggressive on your part.
Listen, he still has some turkeys left, though. If you're in a conundrum right now and you don't have a turkey for tomorrow, Yanni still got them. They still got them, so get over there.
So good. Yanni, save me one for free.
Well, you know, what?
I just mentioned him for like 10 times. Hook a brother up.
You can bring a turkey to that turkey?
No, I'm not taking that turkey. I'm saving that turkey.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll eat it later for me.
Well, I got one last night. Oh, man. Yeah, I got mine last night.
It's so good.
So good. All right, break. But let's talk about Golden Nugget right now. Let's do the Golden Nugget right now because I need to talk about the Golden Nugget because it is the best. What a great, great way to spend a holiday at the Golden Nugget. I mean, 2 hours down the road, you bring the family, everybody goes, has a good time, give them a couple $100 or whatever, and everybody just goes, gets their gamble on, gets their restaurant on, gets the pool, the golf course, the DraftKings sports book. I mean, why not make this holiday season so much fun, all right, as opposed to just sitting around looking at each other and doing karaoke like the Raheels? No, we're not doing that. What we want to do is go get our gamble on. We want to have a big time. We want to have fun. We want to go to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. And it's not like there's, I-10 traffic as usual. No, it's beautiful. This is the best time to go. Go get your gamble on. Go get your restaurant. Go get your casino. It's awesome. Stay the night or don't. Drive back. Whatever. It is perfect. You're looking for the best way to get your to have some holiday fun. It's the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Go to goldennuggetlc.com. Make your reservations for the DraftKings Sportsbook because this is a huge weekend. You're not going to get a, you're not going to get a seat unless you go make your reservation now at goldennuggetlc.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Yanni is there, and the first person that walks in and tells Yanni, transginger.
We're doing it, huh?
Is going to get a free turkey right now. At 18th Street and 610, the Damaris Barbecue right there on the corner. 18th and the first person that goes there and says, Yanni, are you a transginger?
You have to say ginger.
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 Ginger. And you got to walk, like record it on your phone as you're walking in.
Yes.
And say, transginger.
Yeah. Yanni, transginger.
Tweet it to us. I want to see that.
Yeah.
I want to see Yanni's face.
And then post it to us, yeah. You got a free turkey. Man. Yanni's giving away a turkey right now. Right now. And he's still got some available. For those of you who don't win, you got, I mean, it's the best turkey. Best turkey.
Bro.
He's still got some available.
Well, but, and to be clear, everyone, not everyone knows what Yanni looks like. So you have to ask for Yanni.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what.
No, it's not true.
He's a little Greek guy.
That doesn't matter. Not everyone's going to know what he looks like. He's
right
not
away.
That little from what little. I remember.
He's 5'10".
Has he lost weight?
I didn't mean that.
Wow. You're not calling him.
No, I'm just asking.
El Gordo, are you?
No.
Did you
how do you
do
say
that?
How do you say El Gordo Greek? In Greek?
I don't know. Look it up.
But once you walk into which location again?
At 18th and 610.
Ask for Yanni. And then say,
yeah.
Hey, Yanni, transginger.
Ginger.
Transginger.
Yes. And Yanni, you get yourself a free turkey.
Free turkey. Transginger. Yeah.
Rockets Warriors tonight. I'm just trying to get the headlines out there.
That's Cougs a game
lost.
Tonight.
Cougs lost.
They lost to Tennessee.
You guys didn't ask me.
Tennessee.
You guys didn't ask me about what happened in the SEC volleyball tournament because I was the only one watching.
Kentucky versus Texas.
Kentucky won.
Kentucky won. Yeah. Fifth set. Texas gets out to a 2-0 lead, and then they choke it away.
How about that? Damn it.
What if we start calling Yanni Luka Mades?
Oh.
That's like a...
That's fun. You ever had Luka Mades?
Like, I know, that's, yeah. That will get you fat fast.
Yes, it will.
Luka Mades will get you.
Fried dough in honey.
Oh.
It's so good.
With powdered sugar on top.
Yes. So good.
Woo.
Yeah.
It's getting hot in here. Luka Mades.
Luka Mades. Luka Mates.
No, I'm...
Yeah, you have to do
it's
that.
It's not Giannis Antetokounmpo. No, it's just Giannis.
Antetokounmpo.
It's just Luka Mates.
Luka Mates. Let's get Tom on a satellite phone in here. Hey, Tom on a satellite phone.
Hey, guys. Well, let's talk about turkey. Makes you think about stuffing.
That was the one thing I was looking forward to.
What?
Filling in. Getting a Tom on a satellite
Tom
phone.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Tom doesn't do that. Why do people not?
Yes, he does.
Tom is good. Why do people not like Tom? I don't
you can
it.
Be good and still get memed.
I mean,
it's part of life.
I just don't get it.
Dale, do you have that song ready? I found the answer. Remember that A&M fight song? I was like, there's this parody out there. When you hear it, you'll be like, oh, I remember this.
I don't.
So
okay,
here we go. Here it is. Dell has it, not me. I'm not going to play it off my computer like you.
That's fine.
You want me to sing this here for? What is this, Eva? Okay, then. How you pronounce the word? Chugamaluminekanek, Kabalahukamek. Goodbye to Texas, University of Texas. Goodbye to Orange and White, Lord. Good luck to them, the old Texas Aggies. Mm-hmm. They is the boys who knows how to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you, yes, Lord. That is the song they sang so well. It sounds like hell. Oh, goodbye to Texas University. Now for the Aggies, look here, chicken with a bone. Chicken digga do, just go, hickin' a hugger on. What in the world did that mean?
What in the world did that mean?
You remember this, right? We used to play this a lot.
Yeah. But, man, you're denigrating a sacred song.
No, I'm not. Somebody else is. I was just thinking what it was.
What did that mean?
Nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative.
It gets the people going.
It gets the people going.
The people love that.
Thank you, ATX Hobo Girl, for sending that in.
That's the song that you sing?
That's the song. And no, every time I hear the fight song, I think of this. That
what
is,
y'all want me to sing this here for?
2008.
What, is this Eva? Okay, then. How you pronounce the word? Chugamaluminekanek, Kabalahukamek. Goodbye to Texas, University of Texas. Goodbye to Orange and White, Lord. Good luck to them, the old Texas Aggies. Mm-hmm. They is the boys who knows how to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you, yes, Lord. That is the song they sang so well. It sounds like hell. Oh, goodbye to Texas University. Now for the Aggies, look here, chicken wing a boom, chicken digga do, just go, hickin' a hugger on. What in the world did that mean?
What in the world did that mean?
It was posted in 2008 by this account, Grid Iron Man.
So that's before Shador Sanders,
right? Before Shador Sanders.
Before Barack Obama.
But was it? It was on June 16th. So yeah, it was before the election as well.
Oh
so,
yeah,
yeah. It doesn't qualify.
That's greatest. Is that a black man?
I'm not sure.
Chickadaboo, chickadaboo.
And he hasn't posted since.
He like, hasn't.
No,
not since then.
He dropped this classic on us and walked away.
Wow.
On top.
Wow. On top. Yeah.
That's the kind of career
John
you want.
Elway.
Yeah. He just said, "Here you go."
Walked away.
There's nothing else left for me to do here. What does that even mean?
It is a good question.
It is a good question.
What does it mean?
Dell, please don't play that when Elko is joining you on accident.
You mean make the mistake instead of playing their actual song?
I know Todd is so upset right now.
I'll try.
He's a fighting Aggie.
You're denigrating a song.
I am not. I'm just playing a song.
That's no.
Before a huge rivalry,
a giant game
on Friday.
If not now, then when will we play that song?
This is
it has both. Yeah. It has the Aggies tone, but also it makes the Longhorns laugh.
Yeah, so it's an honor.
It honors both.
Is this the biggest game in Texas A&M's history?
And then they'll have another big game if they make the SEC title.
SEC title game.
This
is a program changing game.
Is this the biggest game? This is.
Well, last year they could have
won. See, they're in either way,
though.
So it's
no, they're not in either way for SEC title.
Yeah. No, but they're not. They're in the playoff, which is bigger.
But the SEC title, their first ever,
that would
be giant. There's no guarantee you make the CFP final. But if you win this one, you are locked in to play for an SEC title.
What's the CFP tagline? What is it?
It doesn't. It's not. It means. It just means more.
Thank you. So what means more? SEC title game or CFP berth? SEC title.
I don't know.
They
college
have
football
that,
playoff.
They have that in their back pocket already.
Ohio State lost last year, didn't win a Big Ten, and
but that's
won
the big
thing.
No, the
CFP invite. Thanks. James Madison's going to be in. Wow.
Tulane's
going to be in. Great. Cool.
The Aggies have a chance to do something they've never done before.
They got it. Well.
Hey, great. You did something that Tulane did.
You made the CFP.
Congratulations, pal. Because as Dell said, it is hard to get to the title game.
Yep.
It's hard.
So, and if you lose in the first round or second round, depending if you have a bye, okay, great. But winning the SEC title, big time for them. Getting to the game, big time for them. So I would, I guess, in the, certainly in the last 20-something years since the Big 12 title, this is their biggest game.
Yeah, no. This may be the biggest game that they've played since 1939. I mean, honestly.
I mean, they've won other conference titles
before. But the playoff game, first playoff game is going to be bigger than this. Right? Yeah.
If they lose this game and they open at home, because they will have a home. Open.
Yeah,
if they, yeah lose. They will, right? Yeah. Like, they'll be a top.
Yeah, they'll be
a they'll
home.
Be the top in that top four eight. Or top eight, yeah.
A home
that'll be pretty big, but they'll be playing who?
A home Miami playoff game against Miami or the ACC representative, whoever that might be. It's great. You'll be able to write college football playoff on your field, but you'll have the stench of losing to Texas on it as well.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. This is Texas.
Yeah. Beating them in this season, when you can have your best season ever.
Pulling to within 40 of them.
Well, I mean, they won't acknowledge that. They will
play
just,
the song. Play the song.
They will just say, on our path to maybe the best season in our history, we beat you, we beat Notre Dame, and maybe we beat Alabama in the SEC title game, or Georgia, whoever, however it works out.
So if everything goes with the favorites winning, it will be A&M, Alabama?
Alabama, yes. Okay. An Alabama slip-up allows Georgia in no matter what happens because they've already finished their SEC schedule. They've got Tech, Georgia Tech.
Ole Miss, they're...
Who would you rather have?
Ole Miss has a chance, but a lot of stuff has to happen.
Who would you rather have? I think the Aggies would rather play... I don't know.
Both. It's going to be hard either way.
They'd rather play Bama, right?
No.
I don't know.
Than Georgia?
I would imagine Bama, if we just go by last performances... That Oklahoma one wasn't that impressive. Of course, they lost, and they gave Oklahoma that game. Georgia feels like that's a team building to something. Alabama feels like they may be just kind of hanging on. We'll see what they do against Auburn.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. In a hurry, get here. In a hurry. 713-780-3776. We got a break. And we got one more segment and then News of the Weird, right?
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Let's break it here.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Raheel filling in. For Lance these last couple of days, and we really appreciate him for doing that.
Yeah.
So the big games are okay.
Texas
we got
fight. Yay Texas fight. Hold on, honor the song.
Wait,
you can't parody the song.
You're denigrating the Aggie fight song.
Hey, Aggies, go ahead and do something about it. Make a parody. But all they can do is we'll just hook them down. Like, got us. Look, watch this. That's how we talk trash. That's it.
That's right. And
you have your own hand sign.
It hurt your feelings so bad you made the league give a penalty.
Yeah.
That's how
being
soft y'all are.
Creative.
That's how soft y'all are.
Be more creative. Do a parody like we did. Chugga ma chugga chugga moo. Chugga ma
chugga. I don't even know what that means. What?
Goodbye.
I'm going to sing this here for.
No,
what is this evil? Okay, then. How you pronounce the word? Chugamaluminekonek, Habaluhukamek. Goodbye to Texas University of Texas. Goodbye to Urge and White Law.
No, stop.
Urge.
Good luck to them, the old Texas Aggies. Mm-hmm.
You guys are the whole.
The boys know how to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
that
Lord.
That is the song they sang so well. It sounds like hell. Oh, goodbye to Texas University. Now for the Aggies. Look here. Chicka wigga bone. Chicka digga doo. Just go. Higga da. Hugga da. What in the world did that mean?
What in the world did that mean? That's good stuff.
Texas by 10 on Friday.
Wow. 2-score win, huh?
Yeah, we ain't scared. We ain't ever scared. What did Lazy J?
What does Lazy J want? Let's get him in here. Hey, Lazy J. Irv came after you earlier.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, man, don't worry. I'm not going to talk about the chosen one at 25-6-6, year 23 last night. Almost
thought
41
you weren't
going
to talk about him.
Played like four games.
Yeah, I'm not gonna throw him out there. But I had a Kendrick Perkins story. I always thought that he was tough, too. I saw him last year. I was at Chick-fil-A. I was in my work truck working, and I was eating my Chick-fil-A off of Kirkendall and Tomball. And he was at the gas station in his Cadillac, a black Cadillac Escalade. He was dressed in all black. He goes inside. He was coming back out. He jumped in his car. I was going to talk to him, so I drove around, and he was putting his chain on. I was like, you mean tell me you couldn't walk to the gas? You couldn't walk inside the gas station with your chain off? You took it off and then put it back on when you got back in the car? Soft-ass Beaumont.
Oh, stop.
Wow. Soft-ass Beaumont.
Especially a Kirkendall.
Oh, say that to Perk's face. You ain't saying that to Perk's face, soft-ass Beaumont.
Yeah, Lazy J.
Yeah, Lazy J. He'll say, hey, white boy, shut your face.
That's your insult for him. I don't know how many people actually call him white boy.
He's pretty white.
Lazy J?
Yeah. Are you allowed to do that?
I just said, yeah. He loves Drake.
Okay.
He loves LeBron.
Is that a white boy exclusive?
White people love LeBron.
Parlayed.
The white boy parlay. Love LeBron. Love Drake. What else? Huh. Are we going three teamer or just two?
And hating on Beaumont.
Yeah.
White people hate on Beaumont?
Well,
nobody should hate on Beaumont.
I mean, you ain't saying that to Perk's face. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So the gist of it is Perk hides his chain when he's around places he thinks.
But is Kirkendall really a snatch your chain? Kind of.
I don't know. I don't know that.
In Cyprus?
But according to Lazy J, Perk ain't about it. He'll hide that chain as opposed to walk around. Shouldn't Perk just be accepted everywhere? Why would he have to worry about his chain getting snatched?
Nobody's snatching anybody's chain.
Yeah.
You see Perk and go, that's recognized. We're going to leave him alone, right? Or
ooh,
I'm going to rip that chain off? I don't know if I'm going after Big Perk's chain. I'm telling
you. Well, I think the people who would don't care about Perk. They'll just snatch his chain. I mean, I don't care who you are. I'm going to take it. I just don't know that he has to worry about it in the spot that Lazy J says he saw him.
What was the last good chain you snatched?
Yeah. I don't snatch chains too often.
Del?
I can't remember.
I don't snatch chains. I can't. I'm not going to lie. I don't snatch chains.
You guys should snatch Jeremy Branham's chain. Like,
he doesn't
really
have
start
a chain.
Like a little morning drive time versus afternoon drive time.
Does he do the show from the studio ever?
I don't know. I don't know his business.
I don't know Jeremy's chain.
I don't think he wears one.
Chain.
I've never seen him in a
y'all
chain.
Y'all do something about it.
Do what about it? Hang around till 2:40 when he gets in and snatch his chain? No, I'm not doing that.
Does he have big chain game?
He's not. Oh, yeah. That's the point. Raheel's just being
Raheel. No, he does.
Oh, does he?
Does he?
Yeah. Iced out.
All that Cougar Radio money, huh?
Man. You think he's the whitest man in America.
No.
Yeah.
No, his co-host, Joe Georges.
I mean, if we're having a battle between
whitey.
Yeah, Joe
That's
takes
Midwest.
It.
Midwest.
There's nothing more. No, nothing better than Midwest white.
You're Midwest white.
Nah.
No, but you actually are Midwest white.
Not really?
Yeah.
Not really.
Chicago's the Midwest.
Yeah, but I'm not really white.
Should we take a break so we get a full News of the Weird?
Oh, now we want to adhere to breaks. News of the Weird. You want to adhere to breaks now?
I mean, it's up to y'all. I'm just the guest. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you've
Well, I'm looking for.
You're
I don't
the guest
have any
who
really,
put your feet on the couch.
I don't have any good News of the Weird if you want to know the truth.
You didn't even try. You didn't even look.
I'm looking right now.
That's
what I'm doing.
To be something you do before the show.
No, not today. I didn't.
Man, I told you to try.
This yesterday. Is the latest I ever got here for the show.
What did you get here?
I got here 1:45.
What's the matter with you? That's my spot.
I was went out with Todd last night.
You went out with our general manager?
Yes.
Y'all snatch any chains?
We did not snatch one chain.
Did y'all listen to Phil Collins?
Not one chain.
That's Nigerians who do that, remember? Oh, not Italians
so
and Farquharsons.
What do you have to do?
I got stuff to do.
You hung out with Todd last night?
Yeah, and I'm tired. I got to go play golf today. I got to go to drive out to Golf Crest.
I got to drive out to play golf.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
Where are you playing today?
Golf Crest.
Where's that?
But down south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down south,
baby.
Down south by you.
You hover above, that's rain south. Hell below. Yeah.
That type of south.
Killing them hogs real nice and slow.
Yeah.
Win the south.
That Songs down of the south. South. Where are you going?
I don't know. It's down in Pearland-ish.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're playing golf in Pearland?
Yeah.
Dude, Pearland has a great golf scene.
Yeah. Stop it.
No, they have a lot of land out there still. I'm not joking. Doesn't Pearland for
But you said, legit. He said Pearland has a great golf scene like he would know.
Shadow Creek?
He's just naming stuff. Stop it. Phony ass.
Hazing River.
Hazing River, huh? That's what they named it?
Yeah. Is Golf Crest in Pearland? No one knows.
I don't know.
No one knows. All right, 950 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I don't know what we'll do on the other side. I'm looking for...
Just let Raheel take over. That's what he wants
I got
to
you.
Do.
Yeah, you got news. I got you. You got it.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Ah, yeah. You got some weird stuff.
I do. I want to take this moment to maybe not go weird, but... Thanksgiving's tomorrow. What are you thankful for?
Mm-hmm.
What are you thankful for? Why not? Let's reflect on our final segment.
I'm thankful for friendships that I have.
Friendships.
And family.
Good.
Yes. I'm thankful for... I'm thankful for Dell.
Dell, are you thankful for John?
Yeah. Yes.
I've never thought to myself, I'm thankful for John.
Well, I'm thankful for you. The friendship that you've given me over the years, and especially this year, how our relationship has grown.
I'm thankful for my own tolerance.
Yeah. Look at this. He's being sincere.
I'm being sincere as well. I'm thankful for my tolerance and my patience.
Hmm. Why is that?
Because without him, I couldn't deal with John.
I wanted to do an honest segment here.
Well, I'm giving you honesty.
Yeah.
You just don't like the honesty you're hearing.
Yeah.
I do so much for y'all. Put in all this work in this segment, and you guys.
You didn't do anything except ask a.
You really kind of did.
Stupid question.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything. You're doing all the work.
And what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for life.
Yeah.
For love. For patience.
Yeah.
For trust.
Yeah.
Trust of what? Who? People entrust them? You? Yeah.
Trust that with the things? Dishes would be done when I get home. I trust that the house will be clean.
Yeah.
Trust that the kids will be fed so I can go play basketball.
Right.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
By the way. Yeah. Eric, I wonder what Eric is thankful for. Eric, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for you guys and, thank you, Cordell. He had a good run on the show. I heard some rumblings that he's taking the week off next week. He started a new sports show in Miami, Florida. Is there any truth to that? I'm hanging up to listen.
There's some half-truths. I am taking next week off, but not to start a... Not to work for Dan Lebatard in Miami or anything. I'm just going to spend some time in Northeast Florida.
Northeast Florida?
Yeah, the Daytona, Ormond Beach area.
Northeast, boy, that's real hillbilly.
Not really. It's more like central, but it's north central near Orlando, about an hour and 15, 20 minutes away. And I'm just going to hang out.
Beach. Yeah. Are you going to go to the beach?
Depending on the weather.
All right.
Why don't anybody wants to call in and tell us what they're thankful for? You're more than welcome.
You got like 30 seconds to do it.
Yeah.
Not really.
Do you get out?
Whenever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dell's like, I don't
know. I got to go. I got a T-tone.
I'm out. I got.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for
having
me.
Texans beat the Colts?
Yes. Longhorns win by 10.
Longhorns win by 10?
Yeah.
Wow.
What y'all scared?
We got one more person who's thankful.
Right. Okay. Who's thankful?
Go ahead.
I'm thankful for a lot of things, but especially the Pearland golf scene and Nigerians loving Phil Collins.
Hi, Reggie.
That's what we learned today.
Hi, Reggie.
That Raheel has insight into Nigerians and their love for Phil Collins.
Today, literally, two moments I'll remember forever. Dell throwing his headphones off when Big Perk dropped that soundbite. And then you losing your mind on Nigerians Love Phil Collins.
He's a very talented individual.
He is. Did you say the Nigerians?
Yeah, because I said that would be a karaoke song of mine. Well, the Nigerians do love Phil Collins. He said it with such...
No, it's because your dad used to listen to that song.
And he goes, well, that's what they do. Yeah. They listen to Phil Collins.
The Nigerians do.
Don't know that to be true.
All right, enjoy. Safe travels if you're heading out.
Have a great holiday, everybody. Be safe.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.